The real most dangerous game is lawn darts.
That's actually true. I think.
I found a box of a lawn dart set in my relative's like basement underneath like a pile of old
newspapers.
I was like so down to like do it, but I haven't been able to find anybody who will play it with me.
I thought that that game was a joke, but the idea that you were just like throwing huge knives.
That's what
you're
doing.
It's like,
there's supposed to be like games that you play with them, right? Like in the yard, and it's like regular darts.
There's
you can exercise safety and stuff. But like from like what my dad tells me, when he was a kid, lawn darts were just a thing where you'd all stand in a circle. The strongest kid in the group would throw the lawn dart as high in the air as they could, and everyone would see who could be the last one to run away as it came back down.
Just playing. Just playing chicken with lawn darts.
Yeah,
that's not a good idea.
I'd like to play a game. It's called lawn darts. If you run away, you're a pussy. If you stand around, you're cool.
Live or die.
Make your choice.
That makes more sense than whatever the fuck like we do now. Ultimate frisbee golf. Like, look, it's a direct correlation with the soyification of the American man when we switched over from darts to frisbees.
I feel like it's a 1-to-1 like graph. Like the decline of the Dave Matthews Band can directly be inversely proportionally related to the ascendancy of disc-based sports and games.
It all started going downhill when the Dave Matthews tour van dumped all that feces on that poor boat.
What?
When their saxophone player killed himself by flipping a quad over onto himself.
What?
I didn't know that. I heard that their violin player was a pedophile.
Oh, no.
There's so much That's Dave Matthews band right. information.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm learning a lot about this band.
Hello,
I thought
everybody.
It was very
Welcome
lighthearted.
To the Dave Matthews podcast.
No. Dave Matthews tour van. Just Google Dave Matthews tour van shit.
What happened?
Something will come up. I'm Googling it right now.
Because you can't remember the details.
Yeah, so their bus dumped 800 pounds of poop on a boat full of tourists in the Chicago River.
Look, that's just that's an honest mistake.
I think I vaguely remember that.
On August 8th, 2004, it was a nice afternoon on the Chicago River, downtown Chicago, and 100 tourists were doing the Chicago's Little Lady boat tour. As the vessel went under the downtown Kinzie Street Bridge, for some reason there was a malfunction with the Dave Matthews tour bus septic tank, and it dumped 800 pounds.
So it was an accident
of septic fluid. Well, maybe an accident, but
it was the malfunction. You just like pushed the button at the wrong time without looking.
So the Chicago Tribune reported. This is throwback news to begin the episode, but Chicago Tribune reported tourists had been bathed in, quote, foul-smelling brownish-yellow slurry.
Oh, no.
None of them were reported to have suffered any long-term ill effects, although
that
several
they know
went to
of.
A hospital. However, the offer of a full refund from Chicago's First Lady Cruises wouldn't have done much to alleviate matters as the company took the boat out of service to wash it down with disinfectant. So there was a lawsuit, I think only for $300,000 or something. And the funniest part of this is that the press nicknamed the incident Poopgate.
Poopgate.
That's not clever.
That's not very good. Why not like River Poop or Dave Shit Thews Band?
Couldn't even go in for like Busgate. Yeah.
Poopgate.
They should have called it ants farting.
Poopgate is what I call the big button-up flap on the back of my pajim jams.